Hello and welcome back to the Kitty Podcast and our Hope Series. I'm your host, Tracy V. McGee, and we welcome you from beautiful Lithia Springs, Georgia. It is again an honor to have you join us as we continue to share about hope. If this is your first time joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. The Kitty Podcast has a new release time. We now release on Mondays at 12:15 p.m., but the podcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week after our release time. So we hope you will join us by subscribing to the Kitty Podcast wherever you obtain your podcasts. Also, if the Kitty Podcast has been meaningful to you, please share your link with others so that they may join us on this hope journey. There's enough hope in this world for everyone. So invite your friends and family members to come get some hope. Have you listened to our newest podcast lately? It's called Camp CDA, and it's released on Wednesdays at 12:15 p.m. The Camp CDA podcast is filled with information for educators completing their Child Development Associate National Credential. Check us out this Wednesday and tell us what you think. The Kitty Podcast is sponsored by the TJAC Educational Consulting Group, where we are taking Jesus across communities through the provision of educational services. We are a Christian-based company, but you are not required to be a Christian to participate in our programs. We are educationally empowering everyone. So let's talk about the challenge of hope. I want to make a hope cake today. Have you ever had to hope for something and then continue to hope for it until the very last minute, waiting for test results from the doctor, waiting for money for a bill that is due, waiting for your child to come home, waiting for yes to that job that you interviewed for? Right here, insert what you are hoping for. Now you have choices. You can keep on hoping, or you can decide, oh, it wasn't going to happen anyway, and give up. Hoping when you see no movement is difficult. Hoping when you see no movement is hard. You want a glimpse that your answer will be yes or no. Silence leads you to your own thoughts, and that can be a lonely and, may I say, dangerous place for many people. Hope takes some determination, some diligence, some hard work on your part. Hope is not for wimps. You got to be strong to walk through this hope process. You have to be strong to hope for your desire without ceasing. You have to have a tenacity about what you are believing for. While you are hoping, keep on working. So I talked about a hope cake. I enjoy baking cakes. I don't bake as much as I used to because it's just not good for my diabetes. But I really enjoy the process. When deciding what kind of cake I'm going to bake, I am hoping that it will come out perfectly every time. The first thing I do is I gather all of my ingredients. There's nothing more frustrating than preparing your batter only to learn that you do not have enough flour or you're all out of vanilla. While you are hoping, do your part and put the pieces of your life together so that you can control the order of your ingredients. Know that you have what you need to begin to prepare for what you're hoping for. I generally set all of the ingredients on the counter and add them according to my directions. No matter how many times I have baked a particular cake, I still rely on the directions to help me prepare the cake. I have a drawer in my kitchen that is filled with recipes. And in that drawer are the recipes for my favorite cakes. No matter how many times I've baked a particular cake, I still rely on the directions to help me prepare the cake. I do not depend on my memory, because after all, what is the use in having the vanilla that you need to bake the cake in your spice cabinet and then you forget to use it? If you're working towards a goal and hoping for something, know as much as you can about what you're hoping for so that when you get it, you treat it with honor and respect. So here's the funny. When my daughter was young, before I put the cake in the oven, the great announcement went out throughout the house. I am putting the cake in the oven. This announcement came with a list of unwritten rules. No running in the house. No slamming of doors. Definitely no peeking at the cake to see if it's done. After all of the hard work that goes into baking the cake, why destroy it by being reckless during the final stage of baking? Isn't it like giving up at the last moment before the cake is done? Everything absolutely implodes because you gave up. You couldn't see it, so you decided it wasn't going to happen. The reality is, we don't always get everything we hope for. That is just a fact of life. Your hope not becoming a reality should not fall on your shoulders. It should not be your fault. You must do everything in your power to bring your hope into your reality zone. Gather your ingredients. That may mean practicing your sport every day. That may mean eating a healthy diet. That may mean studying diligently every day. That may mean watching your temper when someone intentionally tries to provoke you. Your ingredients are individually designed for you. So take a moment and think about, what are my ingredients? What do I need to put on the counter so that if it's left up to me, I'm prepared for what I'm hoping for? After you have gathered your ingredients for your whole cake, follow the directions for blending the ingredients together. If you want to obtain a degree, select a few schools that have your major and learn if you qualify for those schools. If you want to become a published scholarly writer, submit some articles to academic journals after studying their guidelines and knowing that they are not out of your reach. You're supposed to write that book. Get some paper, get some ink pens, and just start outlining. Start jotting it down. Start coming up with those ideas so that when that "yes, please send in your manuscript" comes, then guess what? You've done your part. Here it is. I'm ready to send it to you. I once had a professor who instructed us on how to prepare for writing, submitting scholarly papers to journals. He said, if you get an A on a paper at this level, then you need to go back and further prepare that paper for publication. Find out which journals would be interested and start submitting your documents. Someone is going to tell you yes. So the ingredients are there. You've already gotten the A, so somebody liked it. And now it's time to move forward and send it to the next person. But while you're waiting, you are polishing up the next paper to submit to the next journal. You don't submit and then sit down. You don't submit and say, oh, I'll just wait and see what they say. No, you got more than one A. So you turn in the next paper and you turn in the next paper. The hard work is done. You've gathered your ingredients and now you're following directions. If you are into sports, there's more. I love football. I told you this before. I love football. There is more to football than catching the ball and running the ball down the field. There are rules. There are guidelines. There are opportunities to keep yourself safe. Well, you need to know what those are. Study the rules of your sport. I have different doctors for different ailments. I mentioned that I don't cook a lot of cakes because I have diabetes. Well, my endocrinologist was the best endocrinologist that I could find in my area. And I've been going to him for years. Well, I need him to know what to tell me to keep my sugar under control. I need for him to say, you know what? There's something new on the horizon, and I just want us to think about it. He's an endocrinologist, so he also helps me with osteoporosis. He tells me what kind of medication to take. He tells me how to be careful and how to strengthen my bones. Well, I needed to select a doctor who was going to learn the details of his medical specialty. If you're in medical school, then that's your job. You've gotten the ingredients. Now we're putting the cake together. Finally, allow your hope cake to bake. While it is baking, don't run around disturbing the equilibrium of the cake. If you don't know about a cake, let me tell you a secret. If you start running around the house while the cake is baking, which I told you was one of the laws of the land when the cake was baking, running around and having that disruption in the house will cause your cake to fall, implode. And it will be wet in the middle instead of fluffy all over. You running around trying to fix it while it's baking will disturb and cause your hope cake to fall. You need to hold off on the tantrums when hope takes too long. No slamming of doors and falling out on the floor in front of the oven. And whatever you do, don't keep opening the door of the oven to see if the cake is done, because when you open the door too soon, the cake just goes and it falls. Hope is here for you, and we stand with you. We are praying with you that you get what you are hoping for, we invite you to share the details of your hope cake with us. Email us at thekittypodcast@gmail.com. That's thekittypodcast, THEKIDDIE, PODCAST, @gmail.com. I love to bake, but I don't bake cakes for sale. I bake them for love. It is important to me that the cake is enjoyed. By the same token, I do not hope for trivial things in my life. I hope for life-changing events that will make a significant difference. I prepare well, and I appreciate the gift that is what I'm hoping for. Thank you for joining us today, and we will enjoy being with you again the next time. Remember, here at the Kitty Podcast, we want you to be helpful, we want you to be whole, and we want you to be hopeful. May the Lord bless and keep you is always our prayer. You be blessed now.